plays it on the 10-metre line. Coruscant across to Blake Green, plays out to Cherry Evans, a floating cutout ball. What a pass from DCE.
He's, and I don't want to embarrass Cherry, but he's probably been one of the form halfbacks up there with Mitchell, Pearce in the competition to date. So the selfish side of me hopes he doesn't get picked, but it'd be a terrific accolade for Cherry.
Oh, well, we're going to ask a very honest campaigner who is very happy, I am sure, getting up 1-1 going into the decider in 2 weeks' time. Kevvy Walters, good morning.
Good morning, Slatchy. How are you, mate?
Yeah,
how are you, Jimmy?
Hey, good, Kev. Mate. DCE, is he coming into the squad?
Oh, look, he's been playing some good footy, hasn't he? So, in his match yesterday, just put some icing on the cake, I suppose, for him. He's been in really good touch. So we have got some decisions to make around that position, and he's obviously a candidate that's really putting his hand up. So, Michael Morgan would be another one. Cameron Munster from the Storm, obviously come into calculation somewhere. So, Ben Hunt is another one who had a terrific game for the Broncos, or second half anyway, for the Broncos against Canberra the other day as well. So we've got some good options there, and just hopefully they can all get through next weekend, because we've already lost little Johnny Thurston and Darius Boyd as well out of team two. So, yeah.
You've got some selectors up there, Kev, not just Gene Miles and Darren Lockyer, but Alan Langer's thrown his two bobs worth in about Ben Hunt as well. We just heard from Trent Barrett there about Daly Cherry Evans, and we know you consult the senior players about things. Will you consult the senior players like Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk and Billy Slater about who should come into that sixth position?
Yeah, definitely. Jonathan Thurston as well.
Yep.
These guys are no best, I feel, more than any of the selectors. They got a good grip on the game at the moment and origin, how it can be won and played. So we obviously ask their opinions. But at the end of the day, the decision will be, the selectors. So Lockie, Gene Miles and myself will sit down again early this week and just throw some names around the table and see who we best think could fill the void for Thurston and also for Darius Boyd.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for you, Kevin. Just on the game last week, I was in the UK, but I got to see it, and it was Queensland of old, if you ask me, just hanging in there and then sweeping at the end. But I'm sure, mate, you were very nervous in the coach's box. Did you feel like you got out of jail a bit?
Not so much out of jail, but I just feel with those players, and we've seen it so many times, haven't we, with Slater, Cronk, Thurston, certainly Smith. If you're close enough when the money's on, that final 10 minutes, they can get you home. But, you've got to be doing a lot of good things around them with our players, and I thought we were doing that. So that opened up some opportunities for us, and New South Wales made a couple of errors, which sort of didn't help their cause and just opened the door up a little bit for us. But we're grateful of getting home. It was a tight game, and the end was just a goal from Jonathan Thurston that won the game.
Oh, no.
Queensland. So
Brilliant.
It wasn't like we stormed home all over them. New South Wales have been unfairly criticised in a lot of areas. I mean, their first half was magnificent. We could get near them. And then as we got some possession in the second half and started to hang on to the ball a bit better ourselves, which opened up some opportunities for us. So, yeah, it was a pleasing win. But it's all wiped now. We're into game three, and I'm sure the Blues will be up for this one. And likewise, our Maroons fellas will have to be very good as well if we can expect to win game three.
Just going back to that, Andrew Johns was really critical of New South Wales and what they didn't do in the second half, and that is go at Jonathan Thurston more and target him. Were you surprised at how little work Jonathan Thurston had to do in the second half of that game, Kev?
Oh, look, I disagree with Joey, to be fair. I mean, Thurston made a lot of tackles in that second half. I think his tackle count was up around 16 or 17 for the game. So that means he's making tackles. And John does, when New South Wales are bringing the ball off their line, he does get on the wing a lot of the time to save his energy and get the other boys to do a little bit of work for him. So he is pretty hard to find in the defensive line to some degree. And I could recall Tyson Frizzell, Jackson, all these guys, Graham, steamrolling at Jonathan with throughout the game. So maybe they could have once or twice more, but I think they were pretty good in that area and targeting him because his shoulder's buggered. So someone must have ran at him,
Yeah, it's a shame to lose such a star player. Now, mate, you're still in Adelaide. You were down there calling the Roosters game. They got home. It was incredible. Mitchell Pearce again.
Yeah, it was a really weird game to call. I thought, for most people at the ground, thought that the Storm were home when it was 24-12, but the Roosters just clicked into gear, and away they went. Scored a couple of really good tries. Again, off the back of a couple of Storm errors. And then, because they got some class there, the Roosters, to finish you off like the Queensland side have, some classy players, and they did that. And Mitchell Pearce, field goal. Like, what a great way for him to finish off the game. And, I mean, he was unfairly criticised after game two, I thought, around how New South Wales played. But that's a good little confidence boost there for him to get that on the board, and especially for the Roosters as well. It was a great finish for them. The most important and crazy thing of the night was all the photos of you up at the Crazy Horse Flats. I can't believe how many
photos
you got up there.
On the ban list.
That's one of those ones. From our hotel, we can actually see the Adelaide Oval. And it's a short walk, isn't it, into the city and the like. It's a beautiful oval. They've redeveloped it.
Oh, it's magnificent.
And I was so happy to get there the other night, you know, because I love tradition around things. And
yeah,
especially with we're getting off track a bit here, but I know it was a rugby league game, but the cricketing there over the years has been magnificent. It's a beautiful stadium, and must have been a real privilege for you to put the baggy green on and get out there and get some runs. So is this one of your favourite grounds over here?
Yeah, mate, always one of the most picturesque, beautiful. You know. It's just it just feels like cricket. It's probably become a bit more of a stadium now, Kevy, but they've been very clever the way they've developed it. It's still got that feel to it. It's magnificent, yeah.
Mm. It certainly has. Yeah, it was a real privilege the other night to get down here and have a look around, so...
Because I know that, Kevy, I don't know whether you played a lot of cricket, but didn't your brother Steve open the bowling at Ipswich Grammar with Craig McDermott in the first 11?
Yeah, he did, and actually got more wickets than Craig in that year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
yeah, he was sort of a medium pace bowler more than express, but had a good bit of accuracy about him. Or if you listen to Stephen, he'll tell you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet he doesn't tell that tale too often.
Yeah. No, and then he's opened the batting and hit all sorts of things. So, yeah, let's not talk about Steve, eh?
Yeah, no, that's about it. By the way, just on that, during the Channel 9 broadcast of the Origin game, watching very closely, they had Steve up on the screen, and I don't know who it was who said Kevin Walters, saying that Steve was Kevin. It's amazing how much he looks like you now, or you look like him.
Yeah, he gets it all the time now. Everyone's yelling, "Hey, Kevin, well done." He gets it all the time. He's a bit over it, I think. But, yeah, we do look a lot more alike than my other brother, Kerrod, who is my twin. So, Stevie does a great job with us with the Origin. He's obviously the manager and conveys all the messages from the box to Alan Langer. So, and then Alfie, I guess he tells the players whatever he wants to tell them. Nothing, Alfie.
he's
got a good read on the game, Alf, and I thought he was really important for us in game two. There was a couple of big calls there on who was being replaced and the like, and he was all over it, Alf. He's great in that position, and he did a really good job.
Mm. All right, mate, anything different in the next couple of weeks?
Well, we just got to get through this weekend, Slats, and Jonathan Thurston not playing is a big loss for us, and Darius Boyd. But I think, given that we've got a few little things around celebrating Jonathan's Origin career, which I think will be really uplifting for the team. He's had such a great career through the NRL and then into Origin, but this being his final game, should be a special night for him, and hopefully we can send him off. You know, speaking to him the other day, what a great way for him to leave the Origin Arena, kicking the goal to win the game for Queensland for the decider. So it was a great finish for him, but we've got a few little things. All the QRL have planned for him around Origin, so it should be a really special
week for everyone.
Hey, do you think he'd be any chance of playing 2018, given the way that he won't leave on his terms,
in,
Kev?
Yeah, locked in with the Cowboys, committed to them next year. And I really think he's committed to that. And once he says something, Jonathan, he goes ahead with it. So it's a big blow for him personally, because of course he's going to miss the Four Nations. The Four Nations, the World Cup at the end of the year, which he was planning on participating in. So yeah, it's a big one for him. But I'm sure his health and his long term future is more important than a game of Origin or even a World Cup. So.
All right, Kevy. We thank you, mate. You can go home now. The Crazy Horse closes in half an hour. So get back to the hotel, have a kip.
Yeah, good on you, boys.
Well done, Kevy. Nice to chat, mate. Kevy Walters there, and it will be interesting. You could sense the disappointment. Thurston, Darius Boyd. It's going to be a tough ask for them, losing those great players. But New South Wales, $1.75 favourites. Queensland, $2.10.